none of the other admins would have. Until you posted that shot in KF. Now all of the T6s know who Pizza Fox is. And I'm sure some of the lower admins also read that shit. I tell them not to, because it's not good for them. They shouldn't be. It's not good for mental health. But I'm sure some of them do anyway. So you've sort of screwed your own anonymity over for, like, no reason. You could have just come out and said, oh, by the way, I'm this person.
Just out of curiosity, if I would have done that, what would your reaction have been?
I would have banned you. But you would have had the chance to speak with me first, and, you know. The thing is, it depends what stage. Had you told me, like, you tried to ban Appeal on your main account, and we had so much shit going on. Like, the thing is, now I know you knew that, because you were an admin. You could have seen what we were doing, and you still were really insistent about it. Like, we genuinely were super busy. You know we were.
No, insistent.
Yeah, like, you were DMing multiple times, you kept bothering the ban appeal and stuff, and it's like, I told you, look, we're busy dealing with FurCon stuff. And then you went and made a big mess just before FurCon, like, I presumed, because you weren't getting unbanned. But we had so much going on.
I mean, I did post, send a lot of shit over there. I was just trying to be descriptive and shit, but once you guys said, like, oh, well, look at this later or whatever. Like, I fucked off about it, but... Oh, and when I messaged you directly, and I was like, so, what are the terms between us? I wasn't talking about the terms between me and Furry Valley. I was talking about the terms between me and you, personally.
So, I don't talk with people who are banned. So, until... that's sort of a non-starter. Until you're back, so to speak. There isn't a personal, like, it, I just don't deal with that.
Right.
Because this is just not a good place to be. I am part of FB, and that's a significant enough part of me that it doesn't make sense for me to be socializing to any degree with people who aren't in it, because there's tens of thousands of people in it. Why would I want to socialize with someone who's not? Or get close with someone who's not? It just wouldn't make sense. But I don't have enough time for the FB people. So that's just not even something that I would consider. Never mind something that I would have an opinion on. It's just something I've not even thought about.
Yeah.
So what from here? Do you still want to do admin-y stuff, or are you not really so bothered now?
I can do, I mean, I do want to do admin-y stuff, yes, but, I mean, would you mind telling me what, you know, when you, after you go to the other admins and T6s and whatnot, like, if me being here bothers people that bad, that badly, then, like, would you at least let me know that so that I can, like, ponder that?
People are not going to be comfortable. I'll tell you that now. I mean, why would they be? You're essentially trying to hurt them through a hate website.
I am not hurt. Not anymore.
You don't understand what the website is for. You don't realize what you've done.
I do now.
Like, the whole purpose of that website is to, mostly the furry section is to encourage furries and trans people and LGBT to just kill themselves. And then when they celebrate when they do. You really want to be part of that? That's what it is. I mean, yeah, okay, you don't approve of some things done in FE. Cool, I don't approve of some things done in FE. I don't mean I want people to kill themselves over it. Christ.
Yeah.
So people, yes, absolutely will be like, they aren't going to be happy with it. But, you know, as I said, you're sort of person who, if you wanted, you just can make another admin alter one. So, because you recognize quite rightly that we're a meritocracy, and if people do useful work and they're helpful, then of course they get to be a member. Well, why wouldn't they? So for that reason, you could always become an admin again. And also for that reason, it doesn't seem to make much sense demoting you if you still want to be an admin and still want to be helpful. But people will be like, that's not good. And I can't not tell them. That wouldn't be fair.
Right. I mean, if...
I guess it's, if you do want to stay and still be helpful and stuff, okay. But you're going to have to... You need to realize that after that nonsense, you're going to have to be flawless for, 2 or 3 years before people will start to trust you. Because how could they trust you otherwise?
Right.
And if you... there's no reason why that couldn't happen, but you will have that cloud over you because of what you did.
Mm-hmm.
That won't stop you being successful, and that won't stop you being productive and getting good stuff done. But on a personal level, yeah, that's going to potentially be unpleasant. I don't know how much you care about the personal side of things. I don't know how much you're involved in Fox Den still or
other. I'm banned from Fox Den. Did you not know that?
No, I don't. Why would I follow who's banned from another? I've got my own one.
Never mind. I told you I was banned on this account and not realizing.
Right.
Anyway, yeah, I'm banned from Fox Den. It went to shit.
Someone did tell me, I would barely even recognize it, like, cares.
I mean, yeah, it's gonna suck people seeing me in that in a negative way for a while, but I mean, as long as they give me a chance at some point, or not give me a chance, rather, but
yeah, you sort of shot yourself in the head. That's the problem, though. Like, you kind of implicitly had a chance by the sense that if you had done nothing wrong and then produce cool stuff and people like that, you've shown by example that, okay, cool, then maybe there is a case to be had here. Whereas doing that and making fires in places is suddenly like it detracts from the good stuff you did. So it's clear you've demonstrated capacity to be helpful and to do good stuff, but you've also demonstrate the capacity to really, really, really be a shit.
Well.
So, yeah, that's awkward.
I'm willing to continue contributing and stuff. And as for the starting the fire stuff, I don't plan on doing that shit anymore. And if I do, then, I mean, just from now on, I mean, it'd be understandable. It'd ban on site. Like.
Well, yeah, obviously, but the whole point is, even if I ban you, if you wanted to just do more admin, you'd just do another account anyway, so that doesn't seem to work. Like, you're competent enough that I can't fundamentally get rid of you permanently if you don't want to be got rid of permanently, but if you don't want to be got rid of permanently, stop being an arse! Like, that seems like the easiest solution is just not to be a problem like that.
Right. I wonder if one way that you could get rid of somebody permanently would be to, like, unban their primary account and then re-ban it, because Discord bans according to the... based on IP addresses.
Yeah, in theory, but VPNs would be very easy to way around that. So you want to still do it?
Yeah.
I need to speak. I can't guarantee that it'll be allowed, but from my argument to the T6s will be, even if you get rid of him, if you want to make another account, so it's probably best not to. But you really have to realize that, you know, when you are a ship, that does not just, it's not just, oh, Simba's not going to be happy with it. No, like, everyone in FB is not, you know, I have to deal with you, talk to you for all that time to reason through that shit. That's time which I can be working on FB stuff, that I can be helping people out. So whether you realize it, you know, directly or not, you're actually hurting a lot of people. Like, I can't, you know, what if someone's lonely? Like, I'm like, yeah, like, you know, or they're asking for advice and if I shop, there's so many things which I'll poke at and help them. Don't waste my time on stupid nonsense.
Right.
And there are other admins who similarly, you know, they monitor this shit and then they get worried about it. And like I said to you, you named one, I don't want to say who it was, but you named someone and they got really upset and they couldn't sleep. And it's shit. Don't do that to people. Even if you don't like them.
I named someone and they got upset and couldn't sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I told you this at the time.
I must have missed it. Because
they're sensitive and I don't like that stuff.
Shit.
Right, I need to speak to this Americans. For the time being, keep doing what you're doing, but as I said, one, I can't promise that you don't be able to stay. And if you do, be a better person to us. There are good people here.
I know that.
All of us here are good people, including me, even if you don't like me or whatever the fuck. I do my best for the people there. I'm not, no one's perfect, but I do my best. Try to be a little less sociopathic, please.
Should I, for the time being, bring in my main account and get rid of Cheeks? Or what?
No, stay on Cheeks, because more people buy into it. Like I said, the lower tier admins will know the name. Well, some of them will. Some of them, I tell them don't really care, because they'll upset them. Some of them still do. Okay. So they see Pizza Fox, they're gonna be like, what the fuck is that? Report, report, report. So yeah, stay on Cheeks for the time being. Maybe in like 6 months, you'll think that would be a little careful. Well, I'll talk with your friends, and I'll talk with your senior. For the time being, just quiet down. Don't report me.
Right, yeah. I won't do it. I won't do any shitty shit.
Okay, alright. Do you want to put you back in admin work?
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Bro, what the fuck?